Welcome. This is the podcast. Thank you so much for downloading this. I'm going to be sincere in this introduction. We appreciate it. It's the best of the show. If you want to listen live, weekdays 7 till 10. But you liking this podcast is really good. Please spread the word. I have no idea what's coming up, but I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
Ian Lee's Rude Awakening, the weekly podcast edition from 106. Jack FM.
It didn't get any slicker while you were away, Joe, if that's what you were thinking. Didn't get any slicker.
What, as in, like, I might come back and they're like, nah, we don't want to.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, no, I'm so glad you're back.
Oh, that's nice to know.
Jeez, that other guy. Wow. No, in terms of button pressing, in terms of content, it's not got any better. I've also still got a cold.
And you've got a newly painted nail, I can see from here.
No, you're quite far away from it, so you can't actually see it. It's been painted a week ago.
Okay, fine.
How was your holiday?
It was wonderful.
Great to be back, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, got some news. We're going to be a mummy and a daddy.
Right.
Yeah, we're adopting Will. Now, Will isn't in today, which means it's a really good day to get all of the paperwork done.
Okay.
So there are forms on the internet. We're going to adopt him. There are adoption forms on the internet. You and I need to fill them in as the mummy and daddy.
Yeah.
We probably need to get Will's mum to sign it as well, to hand it over. But, yeah, he's going to be ours.
Why?
That's a good question.
I don't know if I want Will, you know?
That's a good question. I don't know why. I will make up some nonsense for 7:30 and tell you why then.
I think you need to sell it to me, to be honest.
Will's lovely. He's a cute little boy.
He's not listening, so I can say that.
Imagine his little butt cheeks as he gets in and out of the bath.
That's just... Oh, God.
I'm so sorry.
Ian Lee's Rude Awakening on Jack FM.
So there's this feature, and, we do it around about this time, every time, 7:39-ish, kids chat, where we just get young people on and we find out what the hell is going on. Today it's Isaac. Morning, Isaac.
Morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm all right.
All right. I like the sound of what you got today. You off to work?
School.
School. Excuse me. Isaac, can I have a go at guessing your age?
Yep.
12?
No.
5?
No.
16?
No.
10?
Yes.
Are you 10 years old?
Yeah.
Got it. Almost my first guess. So, Isaac, you got school today. What's your favourite thing at school?
Probably
I'll probably say PE. Right, yeah. I used to like PE. What kind of stuff do you do in PE? What kind of stuff do you do in PE?
We do netball, swimming, gymnastics.
Oh, you do the whole thing. Yeah. Do you have that in gymnastics? Do you have that, like, you know, the pommel horse? Do you know that?
It's like, I don't know.
Okay. All right. It's just like this big sort of block with legs that you have to jump over. You don't do that?
No, I don't think so.
Good, because it's really, really difficult. Video games, you into video games?
Yes.
What are you playing these days, mate?
It's normally... I don't really have, like, a video game, like, station.
Okay.
I play, like, video games on my phone. I play, like, skateboarding and football games.
Oh, do you ever play Clash Royale?
No.
Okay. I'm kind of good at that. So if you don't have like a video game station, which is totally fine, what kind of stuff do you like doing? What are your hobbies?
My hobbies are going inside the garage with my dad and building stuff.
Oh, wow. And, go on.
And also like training for football, because the same day we're actually doing this is my team, well, not my team's, well, I'm going to see if I can get picked for my team.
Oh, so today's like the trials?
Yeah, basically.
How are you feeling about that? Do you think you're going to make it?
Yeah.
Isaac, get your dad to email me and to let me know if you make it or not, so I can tell everyone tomorrow. Would that be okay?
Yeah.
Ever heard of... I'm just going to ask you, because I'm old, you're young, and I just want to ask some questions and see if we have any common ground. Have you ever heard of the Beatles?
Yes.
Oh, could you name any Beatles songs? Don't get your dad to help.
64.
Oh, do you know what? When I'm 64, yes, we'll take. Did your dad just tell you that?
No.
That's a very strange one to know. Could you name any of the Beatles?
No, I don't know.
Okay. I asked my boys who are 10 and 12 and they don't know the Beatles and it breaks my heart. What do you reckon? How do you feel about the Queen dying? Because that was a big, big story. How do you feel about that?
I thought it's kind of sad.
Yeah. Were you a fan of the Queen? Do you like the royal family?
Yeah, I like the corgis.
The corgis. Corgis are weird dogs, right? They're very peculiar little dogs. I wonder who gets to look after the corgis now that she's gone.
I bet it's probably like Prince Charles's like garden or something.
Yeah, could be King Charles now. He's King Charles. You got any pets, Isaac?
Yeah, I have a dog called Blue.
Me and you and a dog called Blue. How do you get on with cats? You any good with cats?
Yeah, okay. I like them.
I've got 5 cats. It's too many. Yeah, geez, it's too many, man. Never get 5 of anything. Isaac, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, my friend. I hope you have a really good day. Best of luck with the football tryouts, and my fingers are crossed, and I hope I get a good email from your dad tonight saying, yes, Isaac smashed it. Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to before we go?
Just go and follow my cousin on Twitch.
Oh, go on.
It's Alfie Arts.
Alfie Arts on Twitch?
Yep.
Beautiful. Well, I send him the best luck. Isaac, lovely to talk to you, mate. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Ian Lee's Rude Awakening on Jack FM.
I have sent the adoption papers to you. Would you be able to print them off? Do you know how to print?
Yes, I know how to print.
Okay, this sounds like there's a but.
You were going to give me the reasons why we're adopting.
That's right.
Will.
Okay, he's lost. He's a lost little boy. He's a young boy. He has no idea where his life is. It's not criticism of his mum, who I know listens to the show. She probably needs a break. I imagine she's quite elderly.
Yeah.
So she needs a break from him. So this is doing her a favour. He's lost, Joe. He doesn't have a clue what he's doing.
He has got a girlfriend, though, hasn't he?
Yeah, I don't know if I approve of her.
Oh, do you not?
I don't know if I approve of her.
I'm just saying, like, he's got someone. Does he really need more parents?
Now we've hit a rich seam. You equate a girlfriend with a parent. What the hell happened to you?
What, like a mum?
Yeah,
so no, I'm not saying that.
Partners are parents.
Well, I'm just saying when you have a partner, you kind of rely less on your parents, don't you?
I don't know if she's the right girl for him.
Right.
It's another reason he needs parents. So you and I can vet her when she comes round for dinner.
Because you've not met her yet.
I haven't met her. Have you met her?
No, but okay. You still don't approve.
No.
It's quite harsh.
From what I've heard.
Yeah.
They'll not be sleeping together. From what I've heard, listen, Will needs us, Joe. Are you up for the challenge? Yes. Okay, brilliant. Thank you. So I've sent the papers over to you.
Yeah.
And if you print them off and we'll sign them up. I think we need his mum to sign them. And then he's legally our little baby boy.
Oh.
That's great, right?
Yeah.
You say it enthusiastically?
Yeah.
There we go. So exactly the same voice.
Ian Lee's Rude Awakening on Jack FM.
You ever signed an autograph?
Only on the Rock and Roll Map of the World.
What does that mean? Oh, yeah, that. I remember that.
I don't think, not no one's ever wanted one.
I did it. I signed an autograph. I've signed autographs, and I signed a lady's bosoms.
Did you?
Yeah, I did, because I thought, you know what, this is cheap and nasty.
Did she ask you to?
She did ask me to. I've had a few ask me to back in the day, but I did it once just to see what it felt like, and it felt seedy and it felt wrong. I had my backside signed by the lead singer of, not the Shawshank Redemption, Slipknot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was doing a TV show. I was interviewing on the tour bus. I was drunk. And I went, hey, man, I sign my backside. Okay, I'll do it. And so he signed that. I would not sign. I think I've signed an arm and a leg. I wouldn't sign any. Stephen Mulhern, you know Stephen Mulhern?
Oh, yeah.
Nicest guy in show business.
Is he a nice guy?
He is the nicest guy. He would not strike you he's not violent.
He strikes me as a lovely guy.
The nicest guy in show business. Hang on, did I skip some adverts?
No.
Okay. telly star, Stephen Mulhern, the nicest guy in show business. Says fans ask him to sign their bodies and then get tattoos. Now, that's weird.
So they keep it on there and then go straight to a tattoo
Yeah,
bar.
I've seen people do it with rock groups. And you think, okay, that's a little bit weird. But Stephen Mulhern, that's an odd choice, right?
For a penny.
You got Paul McCartney. Yeah, sure, I'd probably do it. Stephen Mulhern, the catchphrase presenter. Ha ha! Let me see if I can. I'm Stephen Mulhern! Ha ha! Ha ha! I'm Stephen Mulhern! Hello, everybody. I'm Stephen Mulhern. And today, I'm going to do magic. Hello, everybody. I'm Stephen Mulhern. And today, I'm going to do magic. And then I'm going to interview the people that were on Saturday Night Takeaway, but we're doing it on ITV2. I'm Stephen Mulhern. And I'm on ITV2 and then Butlins doing magic. This is not in any way being rude. I'm not being rude about him.
No.
I like him. Hello, everybody. You try and do Stephen Mulhern.
No, because it's not.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. No.
That's rude. Hello, everybody.
Joe, can you try?
Joe, can you do Stephen Mulhern? Hello, everybody.
I don't know where to start.
Hello, everybody. I'm Stephen Mulhern.
Hello, I'm Stephen Mulhern.
No, that's really bad.
You sound like what's that lady who does the ventriloquist dummy?
Oh, yes.
You sound exactly like her.
I thought you sounded more like David Dickinson. Hello, everybody. I'm Stephen Mulhern here. And tonight... That was going into me. Here's what I did. We'll do the news. I'm looking forward to the news.
It's good.
It's going to be a great one.
It's a good one.
And then we're going to listen to clips of Stephen Mulhern. If you want to call in and do a Stephen Mulhern impression, if anyone wants to tweet Stephen Mulhern and get him to phone in and do a Stephen Mulhern impression, that would make my day.
Ian Lee's Rude Awakening on Jack FM.
Morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Ian. How are you?
Do you know what? Do you really want to know?
No, it's just, just like what you're saying.
Okay, yeah, I'm all right. What you got for us?
Oh, good. Yeah, I missed the owning of cities yesterday.
Now, listen, here's the thing. If any topic that gets put out at any point, people are very welcome to call in, even if it was 6 months ago. Even if people want to phone up and claim their ages, that's how far back we go. You can phone in about anything. So, yes, Patrick, what town or city would you like?
I'd like to claim my hometown of Liverpool, please.
Because the ones that have gone so far, right, they're all valid towns and cities, but they're the small ones. Oxford, Chichester, Bolsover, Dunblane, Whitney, Torquay. No one's gone for what I would call the big four. The London, the Birmingham, the Manchester, and until now, the Liverpool.
Excellent. And I was the first to do it, and that's made my day.
You own it. You're allowed to strut around Liverpool completely naked like a peacock. You can get free food and drink from any of the eateries there, whether it be a small local cafe or I just read it the other day. They've just opened up a McDonald's in Liverpool.
Excellent.
And if there are people doing stuff you don't like, you can tap them on the shoulder and order them to leave the mighty pool.
Well, thank you very much indeed for bestowing that gift upon me.
Patrick, anything else I can help you with today?
I might just ring you tomorrow.
Do you want a little tickle? Do you want a tickle?
Go on.
Ready. Do I have your consent to tickle you, first of all?
Yeah, it's okay, it's fine.
Ready, here we go. Tickle, 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 tickle. You enjoy that, Patrick. Have a good day.
Ian Lee's Rude Awakening on Jack FM.
Here's what we're going to do. All right, here's what we're going to do. Joe?
Yeah?
You're welcome to come in or you're welcome to go out. Do whatever you want to do, because what we're going to do now, we're going to take calls straight to air for the next 3 minutes with Stephen Mulhern impressions. You phone in, I answer the phone, boom, you go straight in to the Mulhern, all right? 01-865-575-106 is the telephone number. We're doing spontaneous Stephen Mulhern impressions. Here we go. The phones are going to go absolutely crazy. I feel it. You ready, guys? You feeling it? You ready? Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. It's a bit of a delay in the broadcast, so it's going to take a little second for it to pick up come in. Here we go. Let's go. Here they come. 1-865-575-106 is the phone number for your Stephen Mulhern impressions. Here they come. They're going to come. It's going to take a minute because there's a delay, But once they start coming in thick, and let's be honest, fast.
Oh, really fast.
Are you about to dial the number?
No.
Do you need to go out and do, do you need to go out and you, yeah. you go out and do what you got to do? You need to go make a drink. Okay, that's understandable. Thank you. 01865 575 106. Just come on the line and do an impression of Stephen Mulhern immediately. Oh, here we go. We've got a caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello. what? I'm Stephen Mulhern.
Okay, there we go.
It's not a bad attempt.
That's not a bad... It's an, it got the words right.
Yeah.
You're right, Will. Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. It's good to have you back. Okay. Phone. This is going to be the phone in. This is... Clip this... This is Sony. They don't even do Sonys anymore. They will bring the Sony Awards back for this. Mulhern Mayhem, we're calling it. I've just decided. Jo's loving the fact that no one's calling in.
Yeah, she's reveling in it.
Absolutely loving the fact. You a team player?
No.
Okay, but that's fair enough. We got one.
Oh.
Hello, caller.
What? Oh, okay, you didn't tell me.
Okay, thank you. There we go. This is great. This is the fit. What we'll do is when we broadcast this, we'll cut out all the gaps so that, you know, this is obviously just recording it for the thing. When we broadcast it, we'll cut out all the gaps and we'll make it sound like we had dozens of Stephen Mulhern's. Just one more would make me.
I don't think he's not an easy guy to do an impression of, let's be honest.
Well,
who is?
He is, because I did it. Spot on. Just because you two struggled with it doesn't
See,
mean
this is, how is this dragging us up from the doldrums? This because, is just kicking us while
what
we're down.
What you guys want is me to go, oh, well done. No, well done. You did really, really well. I need to be honest with
you're
you.
You're not offering
Joe,
any...
Joe had it at
you're
one point.
You're not offering any advice.
Okay. Here's some advice for you. You were absolutely...
Yeah.
There we go.
There it is.
That was the advice.
At least you definitely said that one off air.
Yeah. I hope I did. All right, well... This has not been the phone in. Just squeeze the last bit of that bed out.
There you
out.
Go. Go on.
Oh, here we go.
Oh.
Good morning, Stephen Mulhern.
Unbelievable.
Now, is that a... Now, hang on. Was that him doing Stephen Mulhern or was that a comment on the show? I need to know. I need to... Let me phone him back.
I sort of lean towards the show.
But... I got to phone this guy back and find out because let's call this guy back. Was it a comment on the show or was it an impression? It's what we don't know. We'll find out. Hi, sorry, was that an impression of Stephen Mulhern or was that a comment on how bad the show is today?
This is Stephen Mulhern.
Oh. Oh, this is Stephen Mulhern.
Oh, it's actually... Oh, God, it's actually... Oh, it's actually Stephen Mulhern.
I love your feature this morning on me.
Did you enjoy it? I hope you didn't think it was disrespectful or anything.
No. Fantastic. Would you like to see a magic trick?
No, I wouldn't, but do you want to hear someone do an impression of you? Stay there. Good morning. Would you like to do an impression of Stephen Mulhern to Stephen Mulhern?
Unbelievable.
There we go. What did you think of that, Stephen Mulhern?
That was very good.
It was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
God, what are you up to? We should probably do a little interview. What are you up to at the moment? Where can people see you?
I'm doing for a penny at the moment around the south coast. I'm in Bournemouth today, Brighton tomorrow.
Brilliant.
Live at Butlin's all weekend and all next week.
Wow.
Doing my magic show. Then I've got a new show on ITV beginning soon called sort of Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Oh, wow. Flipping it.
And then I'm doing a show called Adamant on ITV as well, which is going to be great.
All right. Well, that's mine. You can't have that. Stephen, it's a great pleasure to talk to you, mate. Thank you so much for your time.
Yes, thank you. Goodbye.
Actual Stephen Mulhern.
A celebrity on.
Actual Stephen Mulhern. Wow. Phone me up. I told you, I used to be somebody.
A celebrity on this breakfast show for the very first time.
Rude!
Ian Lee's Rude Awakening on Jack FM.
You've got a game that we're going to play. Hmm. And by the way, Jeff says, Ian, I enjoy playing along with your games, but sometimes find the rules very unclear. That's rude. Well, that, you both looked at each other and snorted.
No, we've just been discussing the game in the office because we are trying to remind ourselves of the rules.
Let's go, let's do it. Let's go, let's do it on air.
Okay, so... I'm not sure this is the same one we were thinking of earlier.
Okay.
Because the name of this game is Snaps.
Snaps, okay.
Okay.
Snatch.
Snaps.
Snaps.
So, okay. I'm going to... I can't tell you the rules, else it ruins it. You've got to... I'm going to try and...
Here we go. All
I'm
right.
I'm going to construct a word.
Feels like a
You've got to guess what that word is.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Okay, so...
Can I guess as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Feels like a stitch-up, but I'll go along with it because I'm the bigger guy.
Okay, I need Joe's to think face. Of a word. Okay, so the name of the game is Snaps. People are very rude.
Listeners.
No. I need to snap those.
What is the snap for?
Don't butt in, just pay attention.
That's what you've got to work out.
All right, here we go.
So people are very rude.
Yeah.
Not very kind people listen to this show.
Pen.
Yes.
I like that you started with an easy one, to be fair. Yeah.
Okay, and I ask you how you got to pen and you say I'm not going to tell you.
No, you've got to figure
it out.
Okay.
Do you want to go next, Joe?
I'll do an easy one as well.
Okay.
Do you know what? I hate you two. I prefer my old producer, Davis, and he was awful.
The name of the game is Snap.
Yeah.
Today's my favourite day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think I've got it. Is it tea?
Yep.
I'm enjoying this. This is fun.
It's your go, yeah.
Do you want to have a go?
Yeah, let's see what happens. Yeah. All right.
So you start off by saying the name of the game is Snaps.
The name of the game is Snaps. Mm. I'm going to soft snap. Wait, let's do it again.
Does
the name
count?
Of the game is Snaps is.
Have we started? Are you stopping there?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the first letter done. You got so you can say a sentence or snap.
Yeah, give us the next letter.
The name of this game will be Slaps in a minute. Okay, the name of the game is Snaps.
That's the second letter.
Is that one or two clicks?
That's one click.
One click.
I did it on both hands to multiply the noise.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we've got so far.
It's not a word yet.
It's not a word yet.
The name of the game is Snaps.
You don't have to say it every time.
No, you don't have to keep
saying
it.
Okay, all right.
Just say a different thing. What else would you
like to say? Those are all the letters.
Oh, I mean,
those are all the letters.
That's not a word.
No, there's another one of them.
There's another one of them, is there? Mm. Okay, what there?
After the last one, yeah.
So is it atit? Itit.
Itit.
Well, it's supposed to be Will is atit, but yes, it's atit.
Okay, should we go one more
Let's
round?
Let's go round one more time, shall we?
Go on, Will.
I bought you breakfast, and I offered to buy you breakfast. Oh, look, Joe's taking a cardio.
I'm getting warm. It's getting real.
The name of the game is...
One thing this is not is real.
Go. The name of the game is Snaps.
Yeah.
Bored, Ian is, in this game.
Yeah.
Leg.
Okay. So oh, you're adding another one.
Travel.
Okay.
Travel.
Yeah.
No. Okay, so this is...
Yeah. Another one. Mm. Okay.
Flange.
Kermit the Frog is a...
I've got it.
Okay. Beads.
It's a book.
Yes!
Okay. I think I'm getting the hang of this now.
Are
now
you?
Now
okay.
It's...
Okay.
Joe, your turn. Now it's starting to make sense.
If he makes sense, this would be brilliant.
Yeah, it's starting to make sense.
The name of the game is Snaps.
Mm-hmm.
Pies are great.
Yep. Don't look at me when you say that, Joe.
Tree. Got in before you even snapped. Tree.
Haven't had enough for breakfast.
Sausage. Bacon. You did three snaps.
Never going to give you up.
I wish you would. I wish you'd give up this whole thing and leave. I don't know what this song is.
Got it yet?
Hang on, what was the first
Chris
one?
Chris and Poi.
The first one?
Yeah, the first thing you said.
Well, I can't remember now. Ugh. Pies. I think I said I like pies.
I might have messed this one.
Oh, God.
You know I saved a man's life on the radio. I don't know if I've mentioned that.
It's...
Window!
Oh, yeah. It's your mobile phone.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Get out of my studio. Get out. Goodbye. That's bullying. Bullying in the world. Do we have an HR here?
Yeah. No.
Oh.
Ian Lee's Rude Awakening on Jack FM.
So we do this lovely feature almost every day about now, where we get a young person to come on the radio and have a chat, and it's nice. And if you want one of your kids to do it, I will give out the details in a bit. Today, we have Alice. Good morning, Alice.
Hello.
Oh, how are you feeling? You're right.
Yeah.
You told me before this you were a little bit nervous.
Yes.
Have you ever been on the radio before?
No.
Okay, no, you're not. I'm going to guess your age, and I'm going to get it right first time. Are you ready?
Okay.
13.
No.
7.
No.
15.
No.
9.
You realise that you said up to 12?
12.
No.
6. 10.
No.
11.
Yeah.
Boom! I told you! I told you I would get it. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Alice. What do you like doing?
I've been put on the spot here.
Oh, what? I can take you off the spot. I thought that would be a safe question. Okay.
I'm never good at answering questions on the spot.
All right. Okay. Well, in about 20 seconds, I'm going to... So you're not on the spot. Yeah, in 20 seconds, I'm going to ask you what you don't like doing, okay? So you've got 20 seconds to kind of get into the vibe, to think of all the things you've done that you don't like doing. And when I ask you the question, you'll be, these are the things I don't like. 20 seconds okay. is up. Alice, what don't you like doing?
I don't like being in a crowd with lots of people.
Oh, God, I'm the same. That's horrible, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else you're not keen on? Don't worry if you don't have an answer. This isn't, it's not a quiz. This isn't going to go on your permanent record. Here's something. So have you got school today?
Yeah, later.
Okay, what's your favourite thing at school?
Sport and well-being.
Now listen, this well-being, because I got boys who are similar. I've got a 12 and a 10-year-old, so they're kind of either side of you. And they do this well-being thing. What is it exactly?
Well, in my school, you have to choose a, like, thing you want to do. So some people do, like, gymnastics. Some people do hockey.
Okay.
And I do, like, a walk in the woods.
Wow. You get to choose to do a walk in the woods?
Yes.
That is wonderful. Have you ever, this will sound silly, but have you ever hugged a tree?
Probably at some point when I was younger.
You got to do it. Honestly, I swear to you, it is hugging a tree is the most wonderful thing. You can feel it breathing. I'm not even joking. You can feel the tree breathing. It's wonderful. Can I ask you a sad question?
Okay.
How do you feel about the Queen and all of that stuff?
I don't really mind. I just don't like having a king.
Oh, that's interesting. Why don't you like having a king?
Because Queen sounds way better in God Save Our Queen.
You know what? God Save Our Gracious King. It does sound better, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Do you think King Charles... Also, when I say that, I think of dogs, because there's a dog called a King Charles. Do you think King Charles will do a good job of king?
I barely know anything about him, so yeah. I can't judge.
Should we get rid of the monarchy?
I don't know.
Okay, all right. That's interesting. Maybe have a think about that. Let me guess the month of your birthday, June.
No, that's my brother's.
That's what I meant. Let me guess your brother's birthday. It's June. Is your brother there?
He's downstairs. I can get him if you want.
Well, do you think he... Because your brother's... How old is your brother? He's young, right?
Yeah, he's 3.
Do you think your brother would want to come and say hello?
I could tell you that you're my friend, because then he'll probably talk to you.
Well, I don't know if we should lie. I consider you a great friend. Let's see. Go and see if he wants to. And if he doesn't want to, that's absolutely fine. I don't want to bully anyone. But do you want to go and see if he wants to come on?
Okay.
All right, nice one. There we go. Alice is going to go and get her brother. Well, this is turning into a very lovely little chitty chat, isn't it? I'm enjoying these. If you want your children to come on, up to about the age of 12, after that they get gobby, send an email, Ian at ianlee.com, I-A-I-N, at ianlee.com. I don't know my brother's name.
Rowan, would you like to say hello to my friend?
This feels deceptive.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Rowan.
Rowan?
Yeah.
Hello, Rowan. How are you?
I'm all right.
My name's Ian. And right now, you are on the radio, so other people can hear you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Rowan, how old are you?
3.
3 years old. And what do you like doing?
I like playing talk.
Okay. All right. And do you have a job yet?
Yeah.
What do you do in the day?
I do
you play? Do you draw? Do you fight? Do you sleep?
I I play books and I read them.
Oh, you read books. What do you have a favourite book, Rowan?
It's right over there.
It's over there, is it? Oh, is the book called Over There?
Yeah.
I don't know that one. I'll have to have a look. And Rowan, do you know what you would like to do when you're really old like me?
Play those toys over there.
Okay. Yes, you want, that sounds like fun. Rowan, it's so lovely to talk. Can I ask one more question? What's your favourite food?
Not broccoli.
Not broccoli, okay.
Pasta.
You like pasta. Do you like sushi?
Yeah.
He's never tried it.
He's never tried it. Okay, well, maybe he'll like it. But no one likes broccoli. Broccoli is the most boring of all the foods. Rowan and Alice, thank you so, so much for coming on. This has been so lovely. Alice, is there anyone you'd like to say hello to?
I don't know.
That's okay. And is there anyone that Rowan would like to say hello to? Maybe his mummy or a friend or someone?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Either.
All right. Alice, it's been so, so lovely to talk to you. I hope you have a really, really good day. And thank Rowan and thank your mummy as well.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you. If you want your children to come on, we'll go as low as 3. Ian at ianlee.com. This is Jack FM.
Ian Lee's Rude Awakening on Jack FM.
Now, we spoke to Alice about an hour ago, and Alice has decided she wants to come back on. But good morning, Alice!
Hello.
Hello, Alice. How are you doing? What does it feel like having been on the radio an hour ago?
Somehow it feels like about 20 minutes.
There you go. You see, time on the radio, it's fluid.
Drags.
Well, on this show, yes, it drags. On this show, it drags. There's no two ways around it. So, I believe there's a couple of things. First thing, you wanted to claim a town or a city. What town or city did you want?
Either the Isle of Wight, which isn't
it's an island,
a town or city.
Yep, so you can't have that.
Or every town, city in the Seychelles. However you pronounce it.
Flipping heck. Right, you can't have the Isle of Wight because that is an isle and we're not giving away isles. That's another time. Tell you what, I'm giving you the Seychelles. Who cares? You got it. You got the Seychelles. That's fair enough. Have you ever been to the Seychelles?
No, I haven't been out of England.
Yet.
Oh. Where would you like, in a dream world, where would you like to go? Seychelles.
I don't even know what the Seychelles looks like.
I could not put the Seychelles on a map. Joe?
I think you know Africa. I think I'd put it to the right of that.
Politically or
not in
geographically?
Africa. I mean like next to Africa,
well,
to the right.
Next to Africa.
Madagascar's in...
No, not politically, I just realised.
Well done, we got there in the end. And also, you'd like to know what Will and Alice look like. Alice, you're Alice. Will and Joe look like, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, well, someone in the Discord has put pictures of two very handsome people. I've got absolutely no idea who
they
are.
They've nicked our Twitter pictures.
So, okay.
Oh, well, that is strange.
Alice, describe Joe. What do you think Joe looks like?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I will describe her.
Oh, God.
Will you describe Joe?
No way.
This is
what we'll do. You're going to describe each other. Will, describe Joe.
Long hair.
Don't look at me. Look at her. Look at her face.
Oh, okay. That was quite a strange thing to do. What colour? Green eyes?
Yeah, hazily.
Hazily green eyes. Chin.
I've got chin.
Right, yep. Here's what you do. Long hair... Dark, mysterious eyes that you could swim in.
I'm not going to speak about my mum like that.
A face that defies description because it's so classical yet modern and a powerful tooth.
I thought you were going to say nose.
So that's... I would not be rude. So that's... Alice, that's what Joe looks like. Yeah, Joe, do you want to describe Will?
Here we go.
So natural blonde hair.
Thinning.
Blondie brown. Mm. Quite a lot of hair on other parts of the face as well. Yeah. Around the chin. I wouldn't say a full chin of hair.
No, I'm missing a bit.
Can't grow it yet.
Missing a bit there.
But bits and pieces.
Yeah.
Some nice blue eyes.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And a spherical face.
Yeah, it looks like a potato.
Thank you. Yeah.
Looks like the last potato. You know when you go into Tesco?
Why do you have to do that?
You know when you go into Tesco and there's one potato, you want jacket potato, there's one potato left.
Yeah.
That's what a horrific thing to say to somebody.
Do you not like potatoes?
No, I do like potatoes.
The food, the food that fed
it's
the Irish through the 1800s.
Care. I don't care.
Racist against I don't Irish.
Care. I'm not racist against Irish. That's just a horrific thing to say
Alice,
to
I hope that... Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Alice, it's lovely to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you very much.
Ian Lee's Rude Awakening on Jack FM.
So, what we're doing is... let's get rid of that. We're faking a news story about me being angry, about not being in the new jungle. I'm upset. I'm hurt. My ego would like the attention again. But we're doing a thing. So can I read? So let's just read the quote.
I'm not sure you'll be able to
I'll
read
be
it.
To, I'll be able to read it. I can read my writing.
It's on two pages.
I can read that. Of course I can read that. Okay. Right. So I'm going to do these bits as though it's a real thing, right? So Ian Lee's on-air rant as he's not picked for All-Star I'm a Celebrity. Lee, who was in I'm a Celebrity in 2017, expressed his fury on air at not being chosen to feature. So fury. He said, I'm the most excited... The thing about this All-Star... Hang on. Have you heard about this All-Star I'm a Celebrity thing in South Africa, right? It sounds rubbish. I tell you why. They have not invited me on there. I am easily the most exciting contestant they've ever had, right? I made that thick Amir Khan look vaguely interesting. Without me, that series would not have happened, right? And this series is going to totally fail. I tell you what, Will... The producers who put this together, they have dropped the ball and they should all be fired.
All right, we'll just... You know.
No, don't tell me to calm down, Will. Can't... Don't tell me to calm down. This, I'm serious about this. They should have got me on and they're idiots for not doing it. Let's play let's play Alanis Morissette, shall we? And scene. There we go. Now we're going to be in the papers tomorrow.
So if they had have asked you, would you have gone?
Yes! They pay good money!
This is 2023 as well, so it won't affect the show.
It's 2022. They...
No, South Africa one, isn't it?
I thought it was now.
They're doing a normal one this year.
No, but why have they released the names of all the South Africans?
Oh, just to tease us. So next year you would have left this job to go to the jungle.
I would have left this job where they pay tens of pounds per show to a job where they pay tens of thousands of pounds per week.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Get to work with nice, interesting people.
Ouch.
And then you'd come back, right?
Pick up on that. Huh?
Then you'd come back. Mega famous.
That's why I'm so upset, because I am stuck in this this hellhole.
Because if you had gone, you could have spent the whole time plugging the show anyway.
Mate, they're stuck in South Africa. They're filming in South Africa now, my friend is telling me.
Are they? I'm sure it was said 2023.
Also, I know I'm a celebs. I was one. I was one. We're getting very close to D-Day, as in delivery day. The guy, oh, jeez, this is awful. How are you with, like, stress? Does anything stress you out, Joe? Because you're very calm and cool here.
I think if things stress me out, I don't really show it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this conversation stressing you out?
No.
Okay. Does Will stress you out?
No.
Do I stress you
no,
out?
No, not many things stress me out.
Okay. So you're chilled?
Yeah.
Will, you get stressy?
Yeah, sorry, just on the I'm a Celeb thing.
Okay, you can argue with my friend Will, my other friend Will, who's texted me.
It's set to air in 2023, so it might be filmed now.
No, it's being filmed now. That was the point that I made.
Yeah, I do get stressed.
Good.
Ian Lee's Rude Awakening on Jack FM.
Morning, Will. Nice to have you here, Will.
Morning.
Joe is there. Good morning, Joe. There are some very rude men phoning up and saying very rude words down the phone line to me. Awful, awful words. So this is the most stressful day in my life, and I will tell you why. So I ordered a sofa bed a couple of weeks ago that was supposed to come yesterday because I've got people coming to stay this weekend, right? Yeah. Well, and I need a sofa bed. So anyway, So on Friday night, I get a message saying your sofa bed's coming tomorrow, Saturday. I'm like, I'm not in. Then I get a message, Saturday morning, your sofa bed isn't coming. So I get in touch with the company on the Tuesday, the night before it's supposed to come. And they say, oh, no, it's the sofa's got lost. It's been cancelled. We'll give you a refund. I went, is there any way? No, we'll give it. Oh, OK, right. So I got a refund. Then yesterday I get a message saying your sofa's coming tomorrow. Right. And I have been DMing this company on Twitter, and I'm mistaken. I'm such an idiot. I went to them and went, I've just had this. Is the sofa coming tomorrow? They got back and said, oh, Ian, thank you for letting us know. Yes, the sofa bed was coming tomorrow, today, but it was meant to be cancelled, so we've cancelled it. I went, no. I want it. And they said, well, you can't have it because we've refunded you. I said, I'll pay again. Sorry, we've cancelled it. Ah! But then this morning I get a message saying, yeah, your sofa's coming between 8:30 and 10:30, right?
Right.
So I don't know if it's coming or not. I don't reckon it's coming.
You don't think it's coming?
You don't think it's coming? No. Well, here's the thing, right? I am watching the live tracker, right? Because I'm out. I don't know if you've noticed. I'm here. I won't get home. The best I'll get home is 10:52. That's the best. Right, that's if we end on a long record and I introduce that record and then go, which is something I would never do, guys. So that's the best. So I've got my friend is going to go to my house. She can't get there till 9:15. It's due between 8:30 and 10:30. Right, oh. It's 45 minutes. That's free. Next door neighbour's not in. Dave's not in. Dave's at work.
Right? What about Betty?
Betty, I don't have her contact details. Oh. I'm hoping if no one's there, they phone up and go. First of all, that. Here's another thing. They won't be able to find my house because the sat-nav sends you 100 yards too far up the road.
So they'll ring you?
Hopefully. But that's why my phone is pinging and dinging during the show.
But just think worst case scenario.
Yeah.
You're not in. There's nowhere to deliver it.
Yep.
So you take it back. Yep. And you just do this again on a day that you're in.
Well, no, but what if it goes back and they actually do cancel it?
Well, goes to a different shop, I think. They've been a nightmare, haven't they?
Well, the thing is, I went... Once they cancelled it the first time, I did go to a different shop and I ordered it from Argos, right?
Nice, yeah.
And Argos were great, except they changed. Anyway, so yesterday when I thought this was coming, I cancelled the Argos.
Oh.
This is nuts, right? So I'm now watching the tracker.
You might get a free sofa.
Shh, that bit, ixnay on the O for say free, say. it's not being mentioned. Of course I would get in touch. So I'm now watching on the live update map. Right? The live update map. Driver is currently on drop one.
Yeah.
You are drop three.
Oh. No, you've not got a chance.
Right?
No.
It's 8:06. My friend doesn't get to my house for 1 hour and 10 minutes. I'm looking at where they are on the map. Where they are geographically is about 40 minutes away from my house.
Okay.
So you have to, you can give us stuff. You've got lives. Mm. You've got friends. You live, you laugh, you love. The rules, you hate that. Maybe you've got that in your house.
The rules
of this house are live, laugh, love.
I don't, but I have something similar tattooed on me.
It's on your body.
What?
the rules of this body are, I nearly said something so rude. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry for thinking it. But actually, you should give me some credit for not saying it.
Okay. I'm not actually sure what you were going to finish the sentence with.
No.
I want to know. But
so what have you got tattooed on your body?
I have, on my ribs, I have...
This is incredible. All this from a sofa. Wow.
It says, live the life you love, love the life you live. Oh. I got it in my early 20s.
Will, you know what we need to do? We need to keep calm and carry on. Yeah. Why would you write such banal bullshine on your body?
We're talking like 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah. I was a drug addict, right? I was hoovering up all kinds of stuff, right? And did the most outrageous stuff. And then I got a tattoo that said that on it.
It's worse than live, laugh, love.
Is it? Whatever you want won't pass you by. What is it?
No, live the life you love, love the life you live.
So let's break that down. So live the life you love. What is the life you love?
Well, you know, enjoying food and holidays.
So why don't you just write down, I enjoy food and holidays. They are good.
Could have got it in a different language.
Look, when I got it, it was everyone didn't have that. No. You know, it was. It's now like everywhere, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
So you're an innovator.
You've got it everywhere. Is it over? Where is it? Over? Is it over everywhere?
Everywhere.
You've seen the most tattooed woman in the world.
Mm.
I've interviewed her, and every inch is covered in tattoos. Mm. Some of them are of. I don't. Some of them are of.
What?
Yeah.
Fingers.
You know you can have tattoos.
Not fingers.
You can have tattoos inside your mouth.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
There's a guy who's trying to look like a snake, isn't there? Have you seen him?
with the tongue.
Yeah,
he's had his tongue split.
You can do the tongue split.
Like died.
You can get people that have. You can have horns implanted in your head.
Can you?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so this so far. Where the hell did we get to that? This. Let me just click refresh on here. Oh, it's the wrong thing. Hang on a minute. Let me click refresh.
It's outside your house.
Oh, he's on the move again. He's on the move again. This is the most stressful. Honestly, I hate myself. I want to jump off a building. I'm not even saying that lightly. This is where my mind goes, oh, my God, I can't be. I don't want to be alive. This is awful. It's the most stressful thing in my life. And you two don't seem to care.
I'm just confused how it's drop three in, but it's 40 minutes away from drop one.
What do you mean?
You said it's drop one is what they're on now.
Yeah.
It's 40 minutes away from your house.
Did he listen?
No.
Geographically, it is 40 minutes away from my house.
I just thought they'd have a better system in place.
Maybe he's only got a few sofas to drop today. Not everyone's ordering sofas,
are they? No,
he's got
16 deliveries.
16 deliveries.
He's on drop one. I'm drop three.
But it just seems a long way between drop two and three.
They're a delivery firm.
They might be dropping in Wales later.
You know how delivery firms work?
No, I know, but I thought
they get things and they deliver them wherever they need to go.
I thought it was by region.
You'll be by region in a minute with my fist in your face.
Ian Lee's Rude Awakening on Jack FM.
Oh, sorry, caller, I didn't get your name.
Dave from Bridge North. We've spoken many times.
Okay, I don't reckon... Have we?
Many times.
Don't recognise the name or the location?
Well, that's on you.
Nor the voice. Joe, say hello to Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hello, Joe.
Okay. Dave's got a little project for us to do.
Okay.
Over to you, David.
Well, it's cold. You're feeling a bit under the weather and stress.
Yeah.
Coolio's dead. There's only one thing we can do is have a shouty sing-a-song to Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi.
It sounds like a good idea.
What was that, a shouty sing-song?
A shouty sing-song to Living on a Prayer by the Bon Jovi.
Yeah?
Yeah? Okay, do you want to start it?
I certainly do. Once upon a time. Not so long ago.
Tommy used to work on the docks.
Union's been on strike. He's down on his luck.
It's tough.
So tough.
Over to Joe.
I don't know the words to this bit.
Okay,
I'll come in at the chorus.
All right, carry on.
Gina works the diner of a working for a man. She brings home a pay for love. Ooh, for love.
Over to Joe.
Give me this first line.
She's got a...
Oh, is that bit? Hold on.
Yes!
To what she's got.
Ooh.
Doesn't da-da-da-da and we'll make it on.
Come on. We got each other and that's a lot for love.
There we go.
Halfway there.
Can you do the high bit?
Living on a prayer.
Take my hand, we'll make it, I swear.
Living on a prayer. Living on a prayer. Well, we're done, David.
Yeah, that's enough,
isn't it? David?
We need to make it take so tough.
David, I think we're done now, mate.
It's tough.
David, we're actually finished now, mate. Goodbye, David.
Ian Lee's Rude Awakening on Jack FM.
Who did you want? You wanted to do a shout-out. I don't do shout-outs, but you want to do one.
We just got an email through, so I thought it'd be...
Okay, supposing this is from a terrorist cell, by reading this, five people get shot today. Got to consider all of these things. It's 2022.
Why would that be the case?
I don't understand terrorism. I don't know. I can't get into the mind of a terrorist.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm sure this isn't.
No.
I'm sure these are great, great people.
So this is from Jane Bray.
Jane Bray!
At the NHS.
Insane in the Jane Bray!
So she's...
Insane in the Bray!
She's loving the show this morning.
I bet she isn't now that I've done that. I apologise, Jane. My sincerest apologies. And I would like to confirm she's in no way linked with a terrorist cell.
She would ask to like... No, never mind.
she would like to ask.
There we go, it doesn't matter.
Cheeky favour.
Okay, cheeky favour.
She wanted us to wish all the London Marathon runners running on behalf of Oxford Hospitals charity. Good luck this weekend.
Excellent work, excellent work. I like the way she doesn't want to wish the other London Marathon winners runners because she wants the Oxford Hospital people to win.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about.
The
really.
PS should be, and bad luck to everyone. Could you do get Dr. Mighty and do a hex on the others?
Yeah, because at the end of the day, whatever people say about that is, you know, you go to win. All this you taking
go, you,
part.
You
got
to
go to win.
To win. Best of luck to everyone who's doing the London Marathon. I cannot think of anything worse.
No, nor can I.
I cannot think of anything worse. I vowed, Jane, seriously, best of luck, and I hope they raise lots and lots of money for you, and that's a wonderful one, of course. I have made a vow. I'm never running ever again.
List of things you'd rather do than run the London Marathon.
Oh, I would give my right leg not to run the London Marathon.
Really?
Does that work?
Yeah.
It almost works, doesn't it? Oh, almost anything.
Almost anything.
I'll have a migraine. I hate migraines.
Oh, I hate migraines.
When I get a migraine, I go blind and I speak up the side of my mouth like I'm Brian Wilson. And I often think, God, I wish I was dead. I would rather have that.
Actually,
I wouldn't. I'd rather run a marathon.
I'd rather hit my side on a door handle. You ever do that? When you're walking through the house?
I would rather bash my knee on a coffee table.
Ooh.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
that's the worst pain.
I would rather go to drink a cup of coffee, but it's still too hot and it burns the roof of your mouth.
Oh, I would rather eat a grape. So I'm set for grape, but it's an olive.
Oh,
that's how I had my first olive. I thought it was grape and I ate it. I did.
Really?
I had an olive and I thought it was grape. Someone fed it to me.
Do you like olives now?
I do now.
Is that an age thing?
I couldn't eat olives for 10 years. It's an age thing. Yeah, it's an age thing.
You certainly like them.
Yeah. Yeah, they're very salty.
Oh, not quite much.
But I when I was married, I used to go to Greece a lot to see family, and so the olives in Greece are so much better than the. I wouldn't even call them olives in this country. I call them salty balls. go on. What else would you rather do than run a marathon?
Have my hand clamped in that laptop, smash down as hard as you can.
Okay, I'd rather vote for Liz Truss than do a marathon.
See that. Is where we're going to end things.
That's the limit.
It can't get any worse than
that. Okay, we'll leave it at that then.
Ian Lee's Rude Awakening on Jack FM.
Okay, so I thought we would play Nuggets, which is the game you guys were playing yesterday.
All right, let's play the game.
Okay, let's just get on.
So we played this the other day, Nuggets, right? You played it and I didn't know what the rules were.
It's not called Nuggets.
What is it called then?
Snaps.
Oh, it's close.
Was it close?
But I have worked out what the rules are.
Okay.
So let's play Snaps. Now I'm going to get the first guy. I'm like, you know, artificial intelligence, it has to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you build a, I think they call them sex bots. And so they're not very bright, but they learn as it goes on to how to interact. Why is my computer not working? It doesn't matter. So first couple of rounds I won't get, then I'm going to beat you both.
Okay.
Will, you go first.
Do you want me to start?
Yes, yeah. I do.
Okay, so the name of the game is Snaps, mm-hmm. not Nuggets.
Okay, so it doesn't matter. I will come up with a game called Nuggets at some point.
Okay. People are very rude.
Okay.
Please, can Ian stop being rude to me?
Paper.
Yes.
Well done.
Well done.
I got it.
Well done. That's
Joe, please. Yes, mate.
Okay, so the name of the game is Snap.
Why do you say
Snaps?
That bit?
I don't know. Will told me to.
There's a more complex version that I really don't want to get into.
Oh, look at you. Look at you, mastermind, yeah. Which I won once. I won it. Joe. I also won the Weakest Link. And Ready, Steady, Cook.
No, mess
came
up.
Last on Come Dine With Me. That was disappointing. It was. Yeah, it was. Got beaten by bloody Lembit Opik, of all people.
No,
Joe, over to you.
The name of the game is Snaps.
Snaps.
Yeah.
Going to go out for dinner for tonight.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's all have a cup of tea.
Gilet.
Gilet, yeah. Yeah. Well done. Ian, you're flying.
The name of the game is Snaps.
Yeah.
Today, I might stop off at the burger van and get myself a little hot brekkie.
Mm-hmm.
What would you think about that?
No.
You're,
tomorrow.
I'm not saying. Oh, okay.
Is
no,
week,
no,
no, we're not saying that on the radio.
You can't say that on the radio.
Okay. All right. Okay.
You can't spell swear words. I thought that
was I didn't. Okay, right. Okay. Ixnay on the air. Ixnay on the air sway. Erdsway. I'll teach you big Latin one day.
Okay.
Okay, Will, you go again.
Okay. Hang on.
Okay.
I need to think.
I'm going to play Reef next, which I'm very excited about. I'm going to put your hands on.
So, the name of the game is Snaps.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Will.
Yep.
Underneath the gilet.
Mouse.
Yep.
So you can say the verb. I thought you had to click the verb.
Yeah, actually, you did that wrong.
Yeah.
What did I do?
You said underneath the duvet.
Do you mean the vowel?
The verb, vowel.
Oh, you as a vowel, isn't it?
Yeah. You're out.
Oh, God. I'm not out. I made
Joe, here we go. This is good. I got this. This is a fun game.
The name of the game is Snaps.
Yeah, if anyone knows this game and wants to phone in and play, you're very welcome. Yes. Yep. Okay.
You're stupid.
Okay, I'll go along with that. Eyes.
Nope. But it's okay because I like you.
Hang on. That doesn't...
Okay, hang on. Let's see where this is going.
I am.
Really cold in here.
Eyebrow.
I think you've done this wrong.
Eyebrows.
There you go.
Yeah.
Eyebrow.
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 Oh, that's totally tickled my pickle. Right, we'll do one more.
If our listeners don't get this, is this really, really dull?
I don't think they get any of the show.
Okay,
so
fine.
The whole 3 hours. You've seen the comments on Facebook, right?
Car poker, so entertaining.
Turn it off. Okay. Bring it back, sing it back. The name of the game is Snaps.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Bring it back, sing it back.
Yeah.
Love you. Love you.
Bull.
Shut up.
Bulls.
Bulls isn't a swear word. How is bulls a swear word? Oh, please, sir, can we go and play foot bleep? Can we play net bleep? My bleeps hurt.
I don't know where you go.
Ian Lee's Rude Awakening on Jack FM.
Morning, dear listener. Ian Lee's Rude Awakening every weekday from 7. You know exactly what it's time for. It's time for us to go over to Immy. Morning, Immy.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm very good today.
Okay, I'm going to do the thing. I'm really good at guessing the ages of people. So may I try and guess your age, please?
Yes.
7.
No.
12.
No.
15.
No.
9.
No.
10.
Yes.
Hey, I got it first time. Fantastic. Are you cold at the moment, Immy? It's very cold, isn't it?
Yeah.
Has in your house, have the adults put the heating on yet?
Yeah.
Oh, they have. Oh, I say, I'm not putting my heating on until December the 1st because that's just the way it goes. Immy, what do you like doing? Have you got any hobbies?
Yes, I do singing.
Oh. Anything else?
Swimming.
Singing and swimming. Is it just things that begin with S and end in ing that you do?
Yeah.
It is, okay.
Sleeping.
Sleeping! That's the holy trinity. Sleeping is, as you get older, you'll find out it's the best thing in the world. And what kind of stuff do you sing?
I sing pop.
What do you think about that Harry Styles, huh?
Oh, I love the song.
What? Do that again.
I'm really not awake.
Immy, trust
and
me.
My voice is cracking.
Your voice sounds beautiful. I'm not awake. I like having a good sing in the morning. So you like Harry Styles. I've seen Harry Styles in concert. Yeah, I know. Be very, very jealous. What about H? Do you like H?
Yeah.
Yep, you like H? I saw H in concert. Do you like... Oh, who's the lady... Anne-Marie, do you like Anne-Marie?
Yes.
She's great. You don't have to, because this is all about you, you know, being cool and relaxed. Would you be able to sing a little bit of Anne-Marie?
I'll always remember the day you kissed my lips, I said,
And it went just like this, no, it's never been better than the summer 2002. Ooh. We were only 11, but acting like grown up like we are in the present. Singing, this is all we need, we're not holding each other. I'm taking back to 2002.
Hey! You! Emmy, you can really, really, really sing. That was amazing.
Thank you.
And that was, and I'm not, you know, sometimes adults say, well done, that was really good. But they're thinking, oh, they're only a little baby of 5 years old. So I say, that was, even Jo, I can see, is having her breakfast out there. She's having a bowl of porridge. Even she turned and looked at me with a huge grin on her face. That was fantastic. Would you like to be a singer when you grow up?
Yes.
Do you know what? There's a very, very strong chance. You got it. You've really, really got it. School today, I'm assuming. Do you like school?
Yeah.
That was a very hesitant yes. What's your favourite subject?
Music.
Oh, well, that was a really silly question. Emmy, we're done. Thank you so much. I thought you were absolutely brilliant. Really, really confident. And again, that singing is really good. You have a very, very special gift there, and I hope it brings you lots of success and lots of pleasure.
Thank you. You have a good day too.
I'm going to have a great day, partly because I've spoken to you. Emmy, thank you so much.
Ian Lee's Rude Awakening on Jack FM.
That was the Best Of podcast. It comes out every Friday. So many ways you can listen to the show live. You can go to jackfm.co.uk. You can download the Jack app, which is how I listen. You know, to Joe's show and all of that. And what's the other way?
Smart speaker.
Oh, yeah. Alexa, play Jack FM. I should say, if you're listening to this, Joe, who does the news, she's so much more than just the news, and she's got a new show starting on Jack FM at the weekends, Saturday, 9 o'clock, The Scoop. I told her she should do it in an American accent, and I don't know if she has done that. If she hasn't, she's missed a big trick there. But forget my show. Go and listen to Joe. Go and tweet at Joe Somerbell and tell her you love her show. The end.
Ian Lee's Rude Awakening. Weekdays from 7 till 10 on 106 Jack FM, online and smart speakers.